Hello friends, we are now coming to the chapter number 4 of Import-Export Management Commercial Functions. Now, here I am not going to go into general manufacturing of all products, no. This is only in relation to imports and export. Let me clarify that. And here, the crucial point which I am going to point out, which you can see over here, our Make in India emblem that you see over here, strategy of our Prime Minister, Mr. Narendra Modi, to make India as a hub under the Make in India strategy. We are going to see how it is being done. And here, as far as the structure is concerned, let us first of all try to understand on what basis, why, what was the need for this strategy. It is a background of the economic crisis in India. We have passed through a very bad crisis. We first understand the background of the crisis and then coming to the remedy under Make in India. And here, when we go to Make in India, we look to the strength of the manufacturing industry in India and the international response that we have got to the initiative of this strategy, and also the government initiatives arising as far as the strategy is concerned. We are also going to point out the skilled workforce which we have in India. And then finally, what are the thrust sectors under this Make in India strategy? These are the points which we are going to discuss this. Of course, some of the points are similar to what we have discussed in the imports and exports both. But here, we are going to get into the thrust of manufacturing angle only for imports and exports. What was the economic crisis in India? 1991, there was an economic crisis in India, which resulted from a deficit in the balance of payments due to excess reliance on imports and other external factors. This was a time when the government was running on a huge fiscal deficit. Fiscal deficit means deficit in our foreign exchange requirement. The crisis became so serious that the World Bank and IMF, International Monetary Fund, they stopped all their assistance to India. Mind you, when we became independent in 1947, at that time we were considered as a poor country and we were getting assistance from World Bank and IMF as loans. Now, from that up to 1991, the stage came in such a way that we were not able to repay the loan, we were not able to repay the interest also. And the net result was that World Bank and IMF, they stopped giving us any further assistance. Therefore, our government had no option but to mortgage our country's asset in the form of gold in foreign market. And government airlifted our national gold reserves, 200 tons. Mind you, understand what's the quantum. 200 tons of gold we had to airlift from India to World Bank and IMF so that we could satisfy our external funding. It was a very shameful incident for us, for anybody. Even as an individual, if you have got to sell your goods to manage your internal household expenses, you feel it's a shameful aspect. This was the same situation. We did not sell. We mortgaged our gold and got additional loan on those gold. That was the one step which we did very carefully. And when this step, we took this step at that time, we had to be very careful in our further processes. But this helped us in a very big way. It paved the way for liberalization of the Indian economy. Prior to 1991, our manufacturers, our local people, they were considering our economy being run by the people over here known as License Raj. Virtually for everything you need a license. And it was a total harassment as far as licensing was concerned. Corruption was on a very high level. But after keeping our gold in foreign sources, mortgaging them, we learnt a lesson. We came out of it by a process called liberalization of the Indian economy. We structured our reforms to open up our industry for participation by foreign entities also. Yes, foreign entities also enter India, bring in foreign investment. So we structured our industry to such, we did not go for protection of the industry. Yes, foreign investors come to India. The rise in imports, especially of crude oil, was adversely impacting the Indian economy as a whole. And therefore, the government started working on an import substitution industrialization policy. This policy that we are seeing today is a result of the crisis of 1991. Barriers were put in place to reduce the importation of foreign goods and producing those goods domestically. So there were barriers to importing certain items, reduced importing on certain items. And that is the strategy which is known as import substitution industrialization. This is a trade and economic policy which advocates the replacing of foreign imported goods with domestically produced goods. And it is known as a specialization in international trade. In the past, you could see specialization in international trade by developed countries only and some developing countries. But India entered into the stage of a developing nation by adopting this specialization in international trade as a whole. That is, the country should reduce its foreign dependency through local production of industrialized products. That was the basic strategy because of necessity. Why? Because it could generate a healthy economy, which is an economy where both exports and imports are experiencing growth. Exports for generating foreign exchange and imports for generating government revenue. When both of them are experiencing a growth, that is where we increase our GDP. So the strategy was on that angle. Government also set up strategies. They are a set for industrialization only. Import substitution and export promotion for the international trade as such. This was a time, looking to these factors, our Prime Minister Narendra Modi came out with this Make in India strategy, that is the Swadeshi movement covering 25 sectors of economy. And as I told you before, that the aim was to ask foreign companies to come and manufacture the products in India and sell it in domestic area and also to export it. And this was an effective tool for import substitution and export promotion both. But this required a sensitiveness wherein the government declared that under Make in India scheme, let us have net zero defect for zero effect. So, less defect in the products. That means quality products has got to be manufactured so that we go more into export and also get quality products for our Indian consumers. That was the initiative being forwarded under the manufacturing thrust. What were the objectives? The objective was to increase the manufacturing sector's growth rate at 12 to 14% per annum, to create 100 million additional manufacturing jobs in the economy by 2022, to ensure that the manufacturing sector's contribution to GDP has increased to 25% by 2022. Of course, due to pandemic and all, this has been revised to 2025. To manage advanced processes, materials and technologies, to guide the production mechanism to produce goods with no defect, that is where zero defect. The process also should not create any adverse environmental and ecological effects. Strategy was not only to create the manufacturing, but also to ensure that we do not have any environment hazards in excess as from the present stage. We look at the thrust areas under Make in India. These are the 25 thrust levels. Automobiles, biotechnology, chemicals, construction, defense manufacturing, electronic systems, electrical machinery, food processing industry, IT and BPO. This is expanding more faster now. Leather goods, media. Media is also on a very high level as of now. Entertainment, mining, oil and gas, pharmaceuticals, ports and shippings, yes. Do you know that as of today, in India, we have got two ports which are considered to be very, very large ports throughout the world. One is JNPT, Nhava Sheva, Mumbai, another is Chennai port. They are considered to be very large ports. Railways, our railway comparatively is one of the best in the world. Rapid transit system, that is where our friend Mr. Nitin Gadkari has been pushing onto all national highways, becoming world-class highways. Samruddhi Marg, which has come into limelight just last 1 month or so, is as a result of rapid transit systems. All metro rails are coming as per rapid transit system. Then renewable energy in the form of taking energy from the sun or solar wind system. Roads and highways, they have got a momentum. Space and astronomy. My dear friends, do you know that as of today, we are not sending only our space modules to, in our space program. Many countries have started giving us their module to be launched into the space program. And that is where we are exporters of space programs also. Then thermal power projects. Textiles and garments as it is, yes, it was, but now a greater thrust is being given that man-made fiber convert to ready-made garments. This is a very big thrust area. Tourism and hospitality. COVID-19 pandemic. Everybody says it is a hazard. But this has created a new method of tourism and hospitality for us in India, medical tourism. Many people from foreign countries came to India on medical tourism only for our vaccine. Our entire medical health system has improved to such an extent that foreign country people are coming to India only for medical health purposes, which has been expanded to wellness and healthcare as a thrust point. These are the major thrust areas under the Make in India strategy. Let us look at the manufacturing industry of India. Industrial sector underwent a significant changes due to the 1991 economic reforms. Our manufacturing economy was very low at that time. How? The liberalization process removed import restrictions to bring in foreign competition into India. Certain government-owned public sector industries were privatized, given to private people to run them. And this has led to improved infrastructure. Production of fast-moving consumer goods has also expanded. This is all the manufacturing industry getting a thrust. Emphasis now is on manufacturing in India. Total emphasis under Make in India scheme is to give a thrust to manufacturing in India. Various government initiatives have come up as lower taxes. Taxes have been lowered. Many places they have been waived also. Strong point is digitization and technology transformation. Rising services exports in the form of IT and BPO across the world, which has aided us in growth aspects to a very considerable extent. And especially countries which have been affected by the Russian and Ukraine war, they have started shifting their current operations and opening new facilities in India. When we look at petroleum products and chemicals are a major contribution to India's industrial GDP. India has got many oil refineries and petrochemical companies, operations going on, including the world's, as I told you, largest refinery complex in Jamnagar. This was built by the Ambani Group, Reliance Group. And all this on a collective basis, they have contributed to at least 34% of export earnings increased in India. This is the level of manufacturing at which we are arriving step by step now. Next, we go to chemicals and pharmaceuticals. Our chemical industry was the third largest producer in Asia in the past. And India is one of the five largest producers of polymers and plastics. Agrochemicals, dyes, and various other organic and inorganic chemicals. Mind you, fifth largest producers. Indian pharmaceutical industry has become a major manufacturer of healthcare products for world class. They have now become the sixth largest in this sector. And as a result of the pandemic, India has supplied over 62% of the global demand of various vaccines. It's a very big achievement, mind you. And mind you, in the initial stages, we supplied at least 1 lakh vaccines free of cost to certain countries which needed them urgently and could not afford to pay for that. We have supplied free of cost. And subsequently, after some time, they have placed further orders and we have given them vaccines like anything. 62% of world vaccine has come from India. Therefore, we can safely put our heads high and say, yes, we have curtailed the pandemic. It is still one of the fastest growing industry on account of the active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, that means raw material required for vaccine production, is also being produced in India. And this has become a major contributor to India's export earnings. Yes, we have gained from the pandemic. We go to textile and apparel. India is the sixth largest exporter of textiles and apparel in the world. Sixth largest. And I would put more than textiles, it is apparel, with a greater thrust. The organized textile industry in India uses capital-intensive technology for mass production. You go to any ready-made garment industry over here, you find them using mass production technological machinery. And therefore, the textile and apparel industry in India has strengths across the entire value chain from fiber, yarn, fabric, apparel. We have moved significantly in all these four stages. And because of this momentum, we are going in for exports more and more on ready-made garments, apparel sector. The organized textile industry in India has a diversified range of products, right from traditional handloom, handicrafts, wool, to including silk products, our silk products are also in demand, competing with China's silk products. And as a result of all this ready-made garment of all textiles and man-made yarn or fabrics and made-ups, etc., have all recorded a positive growth as far as exports are concerned. Here, USA was the top export destination, followed by Europe Union, UAE and Bangladesh as far as our apparel exports are concerned. But we still have a very big market in other Asian countries, African countries, which have yet to be tapped for their kind of apparel. Paper and pulp industry. This industry has really adopted very new manufacturing technology. And today it is one of the major producers of paper in the world. It is the 15th largest producer in the world, mind you. At one time, we were importing paper from other countries. Today, we are the 15th largest producers of paper. This is the level of manufacturing thrust that has been obtained, and it's still going to increase. It is the fastest growing market when it comes to consumption of paper also. Though we have got IT and all digitization, still we are the largest consumer of paper. But we are also very big exporters of paper products. We are exporting A4 copies, wood-free, MG varieties, coated duplex and large quantities of converted products like stationery, calendar, books, magazines, children's playbooks, comics. Not only end product, but their grade papers also are being exported. And most of these exports are to Middle East, Southeastern countries, East European countries, and USA. We still have got a very big market on this, that instead of exporting paper, we should start exporting the various productions of paper like stationery items, etc. We have a very big market when we look at this angle. Mining. When we look at mining, our mining industry is the fourth largest producer of minerals in the world. Though we don't want to export mined products, still it is the fourth largest producer. But we were exporting mineral products also. And the entire mining industry is concentrated in only these 8 states: Odisha, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and Karnataka. India was one of the 5 largest producers of mica, chromite. These are all industrial products: coal, lignite, iron ore, bauxite, barite, zinc and manganese. Yeah, we are the largest producers, but due to certain factors, we are not able to utilize our entire mining material in India. Yes. As of April 22, India was the world's 2nd largest producer of crude steel, with an output of 10.14 million tons. Our mineral resources are very vast, but production is declined because of complex and inadequate systems which have been put in place, where we are not able to utilize the mining industry to our benefit. we are still relying on exporting the mined product. We should stop that and get into manufacturing of products from our own mines. Now, under this Make in India, we got international response. I have explained to you most of these before also. Huawei new research and development campus in Bangalore, investment 170 million and telecom hardware manufacturing plant in Chennai. In import and export, I have explained to you this in a nutshell, but I'll just go through it fast. Motorola Mobility Manufacturing Sriperumbudam near Chennai is run by Flextronics. Micromax, three new manufacturing units in Rajasthan, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh. Qualcomm, design, they have developed their Design in India program to mentor 10 Indian hardware companies with potential to come up with innovative solutions and help them reach global scale. That means technological expansion is going on. Samsung has got 10 MSME as MSME Samsung Technical Schools to teach and guide the manufacturing of Samsung Z1 in its plants in Noida. Spice Group, 5 billion rupees worth of mobile phones are being manufactured in Uttar Pradesh, UP. Vivo Mobile India began manufacturing of smartphones at Noida with 2,200 employees only. Vistron, again, Vistron TV, you must have heard about it. This is Taiwanese company. They are started manufacturing of BlackBerry, HTC and Motorola devices at a factory in Noida. Xiaomi manufacture their smartphones with Foxconn run facilities at Sri City and Xiaomi Redmi. HMD Global, Finnish company, they have started manufacturing Nokia phones at Foxconn run facility in Chennai. VVDN Technologies have got ODM based out of India, expanded its manufacturing with additional Tenneco Global Innovation Park. General Motors have also announced an investment of $1 billion to manufacture automobiles in Maharashtra. You will see one of the biggest plants coming up in Pune. General Motors, yes, they have started productions. BK Modi Group, they have set up electric bus manufacturing plant near Moradabad. You will find some of these buses have come to Bombay. In Mumbai, yes, some double-decker buses, electric buses have started operating now. SAIC Motor has announced that they are going to invest $300 million to build car manufacturing unit at Halol in Gujarat. European major automobiles, PSA announced that in partnership with CK Birla Group, they are going to also build a car manufacturing unit in Tamil Nadu. Hitachi, yes, auto component plant in Chennai. Drones are now coming in large quantity being utilized for virtually all activities. And French drone manufacturer LH Aviation has announced a manufacturing plant in India to produce drones. Thrust Aircraft have signed MOU with Government of Maharashtra to build aeroplane manufacturing plant in Palghar district. It has started being set up, not yet in operation fully. Our big friend Elon Musk, a very famous man, I don't know, jumping around everywhere, has recently reiterated his intent to join Make in India with the all-electric car manufacturer Tesla. That means Tesla Group has started partial operations in 2019, but full operations they wanted to come to into 2020, but still not yet fully, very recently, they are able to come out because of this pandemic. Thank you.